You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Sleigh Bells formed in 2008, and in 2016, they released their fourth album, Jessica Rabbit. In this episode, Alexis Krauss and Derek Miller break down their song, I Can Only Stare. I interviewed the two of them in front of a live audience at the Kauffman Music Center in New York as part of the Ecstatic Music Festival.
I'm Derek Miller. I'm from Sleigh Bells, and I do all the music and lyrics.
Hi, I'm Alexis Krauss, other half of Sleigh Bells, singer, melodies, harmonies, songwriter with Derek.
The early demo of this song sounded a lot more like shoegazy. I was at home in my apartment in Brooklyn, just kind of layering guitar parts. That immediately reminded me of like a Johnny Marr type of chord progression. That longing, that ache, you know, that a lot of the Smiths records have, a lot of the records from that period that I really like. So I was really just kind of trying to rip him off.
We each write in very private spheres. I mean, Derek works at home, and then he'll send me material, and I'll work at home.
That's actually my favorite part of the process, is getting her the instrumental and seeing when I get back first.
I love that challenge of trying to think of a melody.
The second I heard you sing the chorus, the I Can Only Stare.
I can only stare, I can only stare.
When you hit the A, when she hits that vowel, it's like at the top of her range. And with that lyric and with the melody and the delivery, immediately it was like one of my favorite things that we had ever done. We worked on this track for a long time.
The first few demo versions didn't have verses. It really wasn't even until later on that somebody brought to our attention, like, hey guys,
this needs verses.
This song doesn't have any verses.
That's sort of a way that we cop out of writing like a proper and complete and satisfying arrangement. Is we're like, this will just be like a minute and a half thing. This could be like an interlude.
Derek had some really quality lyrics that we just hadn't used.
I mean, the song is about isolation and loneliness. You know, it's kind of about like the ache, but the good ache that you have from, you know, admiring somebody or something from afar, whether it's for 5 minutes on the subway, you know. I mean, how many of us have fallen in love on the subway and you see somebody and you're like, I could make that person happy. They would make me happy. Everything would be great. And you get to live in that little fantasy for, you know, for a couple of minutes. But I would never, ever sing this song, like even though I wrote the lyrics. But coming from somebody like Alexis, I don't know, for some reason it's interesting to me.
Derek reveals a lot of himself to me through his lyrics. It's kind of like having a conversation with him that we never had, but I get to see it. Because I don't think much of myself as a lyricist, and I certainly couldn't ever write lyrics for Sleigh Bells songs. Derek is able to, I think, give a lot more lyrically because he doesn't have to stand on stage and sing those lyrics and feel that vulnerable. And I think I'm able to perform them much differently because they're not coming from my own mind, and I don't feel self-conscious. And some people think that's disingenuous of me, but for me, as someone who's always worked as a session singer and has been comfortable singing other people's music, it allows me to occupy a space that I don't think I could occupy if it was my own. That is one of my favorite parts of the process, is kind of stepping back and reading them and then trying to sort of mine my favorite parts.
There was this couch in the old studio that we recorded in, and I'd always see her over there with her phone held to her mouth, like cupping it, looking really just like a total freak. And that was always a good sign because I knew that she had something.
So this was me sitting, whispering into my iPhone.
You know I'm grieving, I give enough heat, oh, enough heat, oh, cross my heart.
So the verses for me are like almost intentionally juvenile. Like there's sort of a romantic quality to the way that, you know, young kids view crushes. It's the, you know, it's either the beginning of the rest of their lives or it's the end of the world for them.
I wanted to create something that sounded like your heart was really sinking and that you were desperate and sad.
Why won't you let me come over? When you're from the top, I'm gonna brush through your hair and then right over there. You know I'm grieving.
The verse drums are pretty orthodox. They serve their purpose. They're clean, they're simple. I think there's too much reverb on them, but it's done. And
this is actually a song that Derek likes. You should hear what he says about songs that he doesn't like.
The chorus kick drum takes up a lot of room in the speakers and in the frequency, you know, it just swallows up a lot of the frequencies. It's just kind of like caveman shit. Like the chorus needs to be louder, put a bigger, louder kick drum on it. It's like not, it's not clever at all. The verse synths I wanted to get right, bright, almost like Yamaha DX7 style, which was a synth that was really popular in the mid to late 80s. You've definitely heard it. Almost like cloying synth patches that I really like. I was digging around and I found the patch and I was like, oh my God, it sounds like Amy Grant, Baby Baby. When I was 10 years old, this was like my favorite song. And I still reference these synth patches in my head. This is not ironic. It's not a pose. I'm dead serious. I really love that track. But I'm a big fan of distortion, and I think anybody that listens to our band is aware of that.
Both of our ears were sort of craving that sort of weight and gravity and menacing quality that those synths have.
Definitely sort of offset what I felt like was something that was sweeter. The sort of like a sweet, innocent quality to having your heart broken as a kid, but like very real isolation is... it's dreadful, it's a prison. And that synth is, you know, it's extremely oppressive, so.
You hear that and you sort of brace yourself that you're about to hear something heavy. I can only step into the field for so long.
I can only step into the field for so long.
This was one of the first songs where we captured a much different vocal quality and delivery. You heard me sing in a different range and register and emoting more, pushing my voice more.
In the first record, we made a point of not emoting. There was a lot of just make it dead. Can you do it more lifeless?
When we would track those songs, I would stand as still as possible. You know, just like not move a muscle, whereas I Can Only Stare is the opposite of that. It's a full physical delivery and performance. It's hard to breathe after. Why won't you let me come over and do what you want me to? It's hard for me to sing as far as stamina goes, for sure. I mean, it is a fatiguing vocal because it is existing in a certain part of my voice, which requires me to push a lot of air. It's a part of my range where I'm switching registers, so it definitely has that sort of natural cry to it.
This is the first song in 8 years of writing songs together where I changed the key of the song to accommodate her range, just because really it comes down to how that A sounds in Stare. Writing a song like this is very hard for us.
We could have left it a bit half-baked because we didn't feel confident enough to fully execute it. And for me, it was just really a lesson in paying attention to detail, really listening to every little moment, every little harmony, every kick, every synth, every layer.
At the time, I feel like this was us maxing out our potential creatively, not something that happens every day for us. As long as I feel like we're sort of inching our way up quality-wise, as long as I believe that, then I'm pretty happy.
And now, here's I Can Only Stare by Sleigh Bells in its entirety. Visit songexploder.net for a link to buy this song and to learn more about Sleigh Bells. I've also posted the video on the site. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Song Exploder is produced by me, along with Christian Kunz, and is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts made possible by the Knight Foundation and listeners like you. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. You can find Song Exploder on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. And you can find all the past and future episodes of the show at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.